competition for the 2016 Olympics is already heating up. Seven sports have been selling themselves to the International Olympics Committee, trying to guarantee a chance for their sport to compete in the 2016 Summer Games. So we're looking at golf, karate, squash, baseball, softball, roller sports and rugby. They're all trying to get those top two spots to be included in the next Summer Olympics, or the one for 2016 at least. Joining us now to talk about that pitch and getting the games into the Summer Games, Don Porter. He's the president of the International Softball Federation. He's in Lausanne, Switzerland, pitching for the game of his life to the IOC. And our friend Dave Zirin is a sports writer and author of A People's History of Sports in the United States. Good morning to you both. But let's start with Don out there in Switzerland. You had to pitch to the IOC for softball, Don. Give us that pitch.
Well, we did yesterday make our presentation to the IOC Executive Board. 20 minutes to get across to the Executive Board what we see softball as being a very viable and very vibrant part of the Olympics in 2016, although we had played in four Olympic Games prior to that, 1996 through 2008.
Now, you got kicked out, Don. So what happened?
Well, the vote in 2005 at the IOC meeting in Singapore was a tie vote. So we actually lost by one vote. But, you know, I think mainly we learned a lesson. And the lesson was that what changes did we have to make our sport more attractive and in a lot of ways to the Olympic program. And that's what we've been working on since 2005. And we've made a lot of changes and taken a different direction for our sport as we move towards the opportunity now to get back on the Olympic program.
So, Don, you're going to use a flaming ball then?
Well, that's a possibility, Dave, but right now I think that's in the background at this point. We're doing a lot of things with our sport, rule changes in the last several years. We're doing a lot of development work in Africa and the Middle East. We're giving opportunities now to a lot of young female athletes, especially in Africa and Muslim countries. And we're building up in those countries where our sport's not very popular or not organized, and so that's growth of our sport. It's also giving young athletes, especially youth, boys and girls, opportunities to play our sport in many countries. And, of course, the clean doping record that our sport has had ever since it's been participating in international events.
Don, take a breath there. I feel like I'm on the IOC committee here vetting your application. Let me just bring in Dave Zirin. Dave, who is on the IOC? Who gives them the power to decide what actually goes into the Summer Olympics?
Well, they give themselves the power. I mean, the membership of the IOC are people who come from the 205 National Olympic Committees themselves, and it's made up of a little bit over 100 people at any given time. And the problem with the IOC is that they're given this remarkable power, and yet the process by which they make decisions is something that is both shrouded in mystery but also just enmeshed in corruption. I mean, the amount of corruption scandals that the IOC has been involved in over the years, I think, would make a Illinois politician wince. And you have this remarkable synergy happening right now as we speak, where the city of Chicago is attempting to bid for the 2016 games. And I don't know, bringing Chicago and its political establishment together with the IOC, it's like who's going to give each other more fleas at the end of the day.
Now, it sounds like Don Porter, who's from the softball, he's the international president of the Softball Federation, he is trying to bend over backwards to get softball back into the Olympics. What are the sports going to have to do to make it?
Well, I think Don is doing yeoman's work, because it's very, very difficult to try to push the IOC in one direction or another. And softball is a sport, and Don, of course, can talk about this with more expertise than me. My understanding is that it was discontinued because it was thought that the U.S. was overly dominant. And in some degree, for the best thing that ever could have happened to softball was the fact that they lost the gold medal game in Beijing to Japan in what was considered probably one of the great upsets in Olympic history. It was the first time the U.S. had ever lost a match. And it was done after it was already announced that softball was going to be discontinued. And there's something, once again, there's something just very arbitrary, though, about how the IOC is able to make these decisions and what sports are or aren't allowed. I mean, we have rhythmic gymnastics, we have synchronized diving, we have synchronized swimming, ping pong, of course, now is an Olympic sport. Oh, I'm sorry, table tennis. And how these decisions get made is something that I think leaves a lot of sports fans scratching their heads.
So, Dave, isn't the Olympics just not trying to make the sports and the games actually just more interesting to watch, get a younger audience? It's all about the audience, the sponsorship. Are they just not trying to keep it up to date?
Well, keeping it up to date, I mean, that's a very good question indeed. I mean, one of the problems is that the IOC, it presents itself as this nonprofit body, and yet all the TV contracts you hear about, all the sponsorships you hear about, I mean, it all gets funneled, and people can do the research on this themselves. There's some terrific books out there about it. There's a great one called Lords of the Rings by a gentleman named Andrew Jennings. It's a good resource for people. But they get 8% themselves, the IOC, as its own body, of all the money that gets generated through sponsorship, through television deals and whatnot. And the other 92% gets funneled through this very amorphous structure called the Olympic Movement. And that's all kinds of organizations in different countries, which are things that are supposed to be apostles of what are called, like, the Olympic ideals.
Right, Dave, we're going to leave it there with the Olympic ideals.
Sure.
Thanks very much, Dave Zirin. He's the sports writer, author of a book, A People's History of Sports in the United States. And also thanks to Don Porter, president of the International Softball Federation. We will find out in August if softball will be in the 2016 Games.
Thank you so much.